This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, so we've got six wild card games this weekend, and let's start with
Raiders, Bengals.
Chelsea, right. I don't want to correct you on live ready. I just want to say it's super wild card weekend. We just talked about this. It's super wild card weekend.
Oh my God. I think that it doesn't need to be said again. Like, I think you can say wild card weekend and people should get excitement. Like, you don't need the super in there. That's reserved for the Super Bowl. Like, you only say super with the Super Bowl. But I digress. Let's get into our picks, okay, and let's start with this Raiders and Bengals game. The Bengals favored -5.5 in this one. Total is 49. And Jinx, I am not super keen on this game. I'm probably not going to be betting on it. But the one angle that I do like is looking at Darren Waller, the tight end for the Raiders. And Ariel Epstein came on the show and said that the tight ends are probably going to eat in this one just because of the matchup. Mm-hmm. And if you look at last time out, the Bengals gave up 116 yards receiving to Darren Waller. And he's had a couple of, you know, lulls in his game, the past couple of games not going over 33 yards. But I think we see another big game from Darren Waller. We have seen how much potential he has, especially in these primetime games, especially in big game situations. I feel like he is almost unguardable if Derek Carr can get him the football. So I will be taking his over 60.5 yards receiving. That's the only way I would play this Raiders and Bengals matchup.
I'm a sides person. I'm going to take the Raiders +5.5. Everything in my being wants me to take Cincinnati just because of how they look towards the end of the season. But again, if you take a step back and take a top down look at the Bengals, they only went 5-5 in their last 10. So they've been inconsistent. There's going to be recency bias, which I think is built into this line. The weather's going to be bad in Cincinnati, so I like the under. And I'm not necessarily bullish on Vegas to win this game, but they've won four straight. Again, you mentioned Darren Waller. He's a huge weapon. And as a dog this season, the Raiders are 7-4. I think the Bengals win, but the Raiders keep it within the numbers. So give me Las Vegas +5.5.
Well, if you do want to watch that game, it is set for Saturday at 4:30 Eastern.
Patriots, Bills.
All right, the game that's set on the frozen tundra of Buffalo. This is one of the games that I expect to see on NFL films years from now, as, you know, people have frost on their beards and people are just shivering miserably because the forecast is like for 8 degrees in Buffalo. So we've got the Bills laying 5 or 4 points against the Patriots in this one. Total is 44. And I know both of us have been pretty big on the Bills this week. Do you think they cover here?
I do. I like the Bills. Initially, I lean Patriots. But the more I look at this game, I looked at how the Patriots finished the season. They had an incredible winning streak mid-year. But we forget how the Patriots ended the year, which is losing 3 of 4. And their only win during that time came against Jacksonville, which means nothing because the Jaguars belong in the USFL. It's going to be freezing cold in Buffalo. But when the Patriots beat the Bills in Buffalo earlier this season, that was a complete anomaly. There's a difference between freezing temperatures and swirling snow where Mac Jones attempts 3 passes. The Bills have started to run the ball better recently, and I don't trust Mac Jones as a rookie quarterback. He's been awesome, but I'm going to lean with Josh Allen. I think this number is short, so give me the Bills -4.
Right, because a lot of people see the weather and the forecast being so low, but it's not the low temps that really impact passing offenses. It's the wind. And we are not expected to have the wind, you know, gusts that we saw in that snow globe game the first time out between the Pats and the Bills. So I'll be laying the points with the Bills here. I think they're the better team, and metrics have loved the Bills all season long. They're the number one team in the NFL when it comes to net yards per play. And there was a great, blurb from Jared Smith on Twitter the other day. He's come on the show before. Last year, three of the top five teams in the final rankings played on Championship Sunday. And guess who the number one team was in net yards per play last season? It was the Bucks, and they won the Super Bowl. So I think this Bills team has the edge here. Let's take the Bills. If you want to watch that game, it's set for 8:15 Eastern on Saturday.
Eagles, Buccaneers.
Chelsea, I'm laying it with the Bucs. Earlier this week, I tended to think that this number was too large, and then I let Joe G get in my head because he loves his Eagles. He thinks Philly can win this game outright. But I just can't ignore Tampa's record as a home team. They're 6-2 this season at home against the number. In 7 of those 8 games, they scored at least 30 points. Nick Sirianni has done a really nice job of bringing the Eagles together, helping them find their identity, running the football. But the Eagles closed out by winning 4 out of 5. And you say, oh, that's impressive, right? They're playing good football. But are they? They beat the Jets, Washington, the Giants, and Washington again, then get crushed by the Cowboys, even though they rested their starters. So I think the Eagles are a bit of a paper tiger. They're not going to beat the Bucs. I don't think they cover. If I'm Tampa, I make Jalen Hurts beat you with his arm. That's what teams did earlier in the season before the Eagles found their identity as far as rushing the football, and he is not equipped to lead a team with his arm. I think the Bucs shut him down. They're great at home. I'm laying the 8.5 with Tampa.
Yeah, initially I was on the Eagles here, and I don't know. I still feel like it's a lot of points in the playoffs, because if you remember that game, the first time these two teams matched up, the spread was 6.5, and the Eagles played absolutely terrible, but still managed to cover this number. I think I'm not on the Eagles anymore, just because, like you said, they play in the NFC East, and I don't think they've won a single game this year against a playoff team. I believe they're 0-6 against playoff teams in the regular season. I am aware that their offense is trending in the right direction. I think for me, I would probably lean towards the Bucs, but I think if I would play anything, which I'm not in this game, Bucs in the first half, -4.5, one of the better first half teams in all of football, and especially at home where their offense has been much better, averaging the most points per game in the first half at home of any team in the NFL. They're laying 4.5 in the first half, so maybe the only lean I have on that game. If you want to watch that one, it's 1 Eastern on Sunday.
49ers, Cowboys.
This might be my favorite bet of the week, Chelsea. I'm on the Niners. Everyone we talk about, or everyone we talk to on this show, they love San Francisco as well. I think the Niners can win this game outright. The Cowboys whipped Philly, but that doesn't matter. Philly rested all of its starters. And outside of beating down the Washington football team in Dallas, where they had that incredible performance, they really have not been consistent since Dak Prescott injured his calf. He hasn't been the same quarterback. Meanwhile, the Niners are sneaky good. They've won 7 of 9. They showed so much resilience, down 17-0 against the Rams on the road, had to win to make the playoffs. They came back and did it in overtime. And does anyone realize that San Francisco has the number 3 overall defense in the NFL? I feel like that just snuck up on us, where the Niners have been good and all of a sudden they have a top 5 D. I didn't realize that. This is the one team Dallas does not want to play, an inconsistent Dallas team. Give me the Niners +3. Road dog.
Yeah, I'm on the Niners as well. I think this is my favorite game of the slate. I will be taking the points with the Niners and also probably sprinkling a little bit on the money line here. If you look at the Cowboys, they have played the easiest schedule of any team in the NFL because they play in the NFC East. I think this is a tough matchup, especially when you look at the offensive weapons that the Niners have. Deebo Samuel is unguardable. It doesn't matter what kind of defense you have. And then you look at the coaching. Like, if you think both these teams are equal when it comes to offensive weapons and talent, and looking at the Niners, they're number 2 in net yards per play, which is a very telling metric when it comes to the playoffs. Yep. Look at the coaching. Mike McCarthy, is that a guy you want to trust in late game situations to actually call the right timeouts? Like, I think not. So I'll take the points in this one. Taking the dogs with the Niners, if you want to watch that one. Kickoff set for 4:30 Eastern on Sunday.
Steelers, Chiefs.
Buh.
Buh is right. Gross. This is a monster number. I am absolutely 1,000% burr not playing this game. This is an outrageous number. If I did play it, I would lay it with the Chiefs. And this is just all about the eye test for me, Chelsea. I watched that Steelers-Ravens game, and Big Ben, I know we've talked about it, his arm is going to fall off in this game. He had that one pass he had to make. He had to make it to put the Steelers in field goal range on a fourth down, and he made it. And it took everything he had. It was like watching Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. And he threw it, and it just it went like – 12 yards and landed on the guy's shoestrings. Prepare to be lambasted. Like, I don't know how he's doing it, but it was such an ugly game, and I don't know how the Steelers are going to keep up with the Chiefs. Mike Tomlin is a hell of a head coach. Maybe the Steelers as a whole rally around Big Ben because they're not going to win this game. But I hate that this number is this high in a playoff game. I would lay it with the Chiefs, but this is a stay away for me.
Yeah, too big of a number to be laying in the playoffs, even though I do lean towards the Chiefs covering this big number because it was an absolute blowout last time out. If you want to watch this monstrosity of a game, it is on at 8:15 Eastern, the night game on Sunday.
Cardinals, Rams.
Well, I leaned Rams here early, Chelsea. But not anymore. When you're signing Eric Weddle out of retirement this late in the season, you got some problems in your secondary. That's a really bad sign. Why haven't we talked about this more? That's a really bad sign when you're signing a veteran just in time for the playoffs who's retired because your secondary is so banged up, and that's exactly what's going on with the Rams. I'm not crazy about this one either because neither of these teams is playing great football. However, the Cardinals, even though they've lost four of their last five, they are so much better away from home. They're 7-1 this season on the road, and as an underdog this season, the Cardinals are a perfect 6-0 against the number. This is a spot where they thrive. On the road, as a dog, you're getting past the key number of 3. That's huge in a game that I think she'll be close. So give me Arizona +4 in LA where the Rams will have no home field advantage.
Yeah, I'm on the Cardinals too. I think this is too many points for a divisional matchup in which we have seen the underdogs in the NFC West be really profitable this season. We just saw it last week where the Seahawks topping the Cardinals. And like you said, the Cardinals have been excellent on the road and excellent as underdogs. And with Matt Stafford on the other side, ready to give it away at any moment. Yeah, I think I'll be taking the points with this one because despite the Rams probably being the better team on paper, when you have a quarterback that has the problem of throwing picks and the problem of not playing with a home field advantage, Kelly Stafford, his wife, was going on the radio this week and saying, for the love of God, Rams fans, do not sell your tickets to Cardinals fans, because last week they were playing in LA and Matt Stafford had to go to a silent count despite, you know, being the home team. So I'll be taking the points in this one. I think it's going to be a close game. Let's take the Cardinals +4.
For more, listen to the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.